Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken Radio. I am your host, Connie Chapman, and each week I speak with experts from all over the world on topics such as happiness, abundance, self-love, and following your heart. Awaken Radio is your online destination for wisdom and inspiration that will support you to live a life beyond your wildest dreams. Everyone, this is Connie and welcome to episode 4 of Awaken Radio. I am so excited to be back here with you this week. I absolutely love these weekly segments. So let's get started, and I'm so excited to share today's conversation with you. I'm bringing you part 2 of The Art of Surrender, which is a conversation I've been having with Claire Obade about how to live with more surrender and how to really understand this concept of what it is to live with surrender. Now, for those of you who maybe missed episode 2, where we first discussed this topic, I'll give you a little introduction to Claire and her work. She's the founder of The Wellness Project, a holistic health coach, yoga teacher, writer, and blogger, but she says she really sees herself as a soul-centered wellness advocate living her dream. Claire truly feels that we are what we eat, think, feel, breathe, do, and encourages us to respect the breath, the body, and the mind. Through the Wellness Project blog, her e-courses, e-book, virtual coaching practice, and speaking gigs, Claire passionately shares health, wellness, and the truth that we can all live, breathe, and be in balance, true happiness, and perfect health, free from limiting self-beliefs, health issues, emotional turmoil, poor self-esteem, and stress. So as you can see, Claire has so much wisdom that she shares, and I'm so excited to have her here. I'm going to bring her on the line now so that we can start our conversation and really dive into part 2 of this topic of surrender. Hi, Claire. How are you going?
Hi, Connie. I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm so excited about part 2 of our conversation.
I know, I'm so excited too, and thank you so much for having me again. I've been so excited to dive into this.
Yeah, it's been beautiful. We had a little bit of a break between part 1 and part 2, so we've had some time to kind of marinate on this topic, and it's nice that we can revisit it again. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And as we said, I think in the very first episode for Surrender, it's such a deep topic, and I'm not even sure that we'll ever really be able to pull it to pieces all the way, but being able to do this more than once allows us to kind of dive a little deeper and peel off a few more layers, which is amazing.
I agree. And I've been sort of sitting with what I had felt I'd like to discuss with you today, kind of what the next chapter of this conversation would be. And what I was feeling was, to talk more about, you know, we touched on in the last episode the opposite of surrender, when we're living in this space of control and attachment and force and trying to make things happen. And when I was really sort of thinking about how we could discuss that deeper today, what was coming to me was this question of why, of kind of why we live that way, where that comes from, you know, what space we're in when we are feeling the need to push and force and control, and ultimately why we do that. Because I think a big part of it is that we feel we need to find our sense of self, our identity, our worth to some extent, in the external world, in what we have, in what we get or achieve. And that's really what I felt I wanted to start the conversation with today. And I, just based on what I shared there, would love to hear your thoughts on that. Does that sort of resonate with you, what I've said?
Yeah, definitely. And I'd kind of scribbled down a couple of little things beforehand as well that were sort of in the same territory, the same sort of space. And I think that in the first episode, we kind of had to talk about the opposite of surrender. And I sort of still feel like that's a imperative in understanding what surrender actually is, because like we said last episode, unless we start to identify where we're doing the opposite, we aren't able to make the changes. We aren't able to become aware enough to actually catch ourselves and go, okay, wait a minute, I'm in this space and it's not quite working for me. Oh, I know, maybe there's surrender here for me that I need to respond to. So I think that's a really beautiful place to start. I was just thinking when you were talking just then about the why, about why we kind of embrace the space of control and attachment, force and you know, pushing and trying to make stuff happen. And I think it touches on something we very briefly spoke about last episode, which is it all kind of boils down to this space of fear, you know, and that there are these two energies, love and fear. And for some reason, we seem to live from this space of fear. We move, breathe, behave, act from fear. And you've kind of already mentioned it. It's sort of this fear that maybe we aren't enough, this fear that we're not worthy, this fear that what everybody else has or however else they look or whatever they're doing is better than ourselves. And we're afraid of feeling unworthy and unloved. And again, that comes back to a slightly deeper point that I think we're not quite connected to who we really are. Somewhere from the moment that we're born, we enter this space of separation. Is that resonating with where you're wanting to go today? That's kind of where my head's at.
Claire, I will go wherever we go, you know. That was what came to me before I sat down was quite simply just the conversation I wanted to start with, and I have no idea where it would go from there. So wherever we flow today is perfect. And
perfect.
I think you're spot on about it, that it really does come down to being disconnected from who we are and the amount of power that we place in the identity that we create, which is all very based on the external world and very based on, what we have and how we look and the identity that we've created, which is quite separate from our truth. Yeah,
I think that's the disconnection to who we are is quite a big thing to get our heads around, because you know, if somebody's totally new to these kind of conversations, and I remember when I was still in this phase, it was like, what do you mean I'm disconnected to who I am? I know exactly who I am. I'm Claire. I grew up in this suburb. I'm this height and I fit into these clothes and I act like this and I think like this. But it's when we talk about who we are, I think this is a you know, without kind of getting a bit woo-woo, but we're talking about our essence, our spiritual being, you know, clothed in our human body. And that connection to our essence, to our truth, I guess to our, you know, divine connection to the universe, I think that's the space that when we're connected to that and we feel worthy from that place, this space of control and attachment and force and resistance, you know, this opposite space of surrender comes from not really believing and feeling and knowing our true essence. Because if we do know that, if we do feel that, if we on a daily basis have a connection to our truth, it doesn't matter what we look like and what we wear and what we do and what we create. It doesn't matter, because the way that we feel on a daily basis is a space of lightness and joy and contentment and love, because we're connected to our truth, because we know that we are higher and greater than the small self trapped in this little body. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's very much about that connection to the real me.
And I think where control and all this stuff comes out is that it's a way that we're continuously taken out of that space of connection, because that space you're talking about is where our true power is. It's where our truth is. Yet there's there's almost like this hidden agenda behind why we don't want to be in that space, you know, because there's another part of us, which I think we touched on previously, kind of talking about the ego, and lots of people hear, I'm sure, this word. If you're immersed in this type of work, you'll hear the word ego being, you know, thrown around a lot. And that's the part of ourselves that believes in the identity, and the ego survives through our identity. The identity being that part of ourselves that we've created with our name and what we do and what we have. And so it survives through our control and through us needing to get all these things. So there's that part of us that becomes very afraid if we're in the space of ego, becomes very afraid if we do start to dip our toe in surrender or just letting go and going with the flow. It arcs up and it says, but who will you be if you don't have that job? But that person's going to get ahead of you if you don't push and try to get that promotion or try to make more money. Or if you don't push and go to the gym, then, you know, your boyfriend's not going to be as in love with you. He's not going to like the way that you look. You know, there's that fearful voice that's just always there. There's kind of an ulterior motive of us staying connected to that, because when we're in that space, we feel we need all that stuff in order to feel okay in ourselves.
Yeah. Spot on. Amazing. I was just scribbling some notes as you were writing. I think that the ego is the perfect place to dive into here. And it's, you know, that identification with the external world and that need to be validated through the external world is a game of the ego, or it is the ego. And the interesting thing about all of that is from the ego, you start to latch onto your agendas and your judgments and your expectations. And I'm sure anybody listening to this call right now will be nodding along when they think about how many moments in their life have been filled with such control and force and fear when they have attached a judgment or their agenda or an expectation onto a person or a situation. And then the ego is just, you know, in its little playground, having so much fun with that, keeping us caught up in our heads, keeping us stuck in this space of fear, which is nowhere near surrender, which is nowhere near acceptance, and nowhere near pulling down that brick wall that we spoke about last time, that brick wall that's standing in your way. It's just keeping you kind of stuck in this story, you know, this story that you identify with, this I am like this, I do this stuff, I expect this, I judge that person. You know, you're just attached to what you believe to be you, which is just a story. You know, the story of your past and the story of your future, which none of it actually exists anymore. And I think that's a really nice place to move into as well, is the idea of, you know, the ego's playground being in the past and the future, which doesn't exist. You know, this perception of our past and then the future projection of our future, which we get so caught up in, and we're layered with agendas and judgments and attachments in that space as well. But it's almost impossible to grow and to live in your essence and connect to that truth we've been talking about, to stay connected to your essence, when your head, and it has to be your head, your ego, is tick-tocking back between the past and the future. You know, and the ego is in a space that we say we don't want to be there, but we're so used to being out there that we don't quite understand how to get out of that space. And we almost feel comfortable being in that space, because staying present and staying connected to our truth is also incredibly scary. It is scary.
It's scary because you start to get a sense of your true power. And it's in that space that the ego ceases to exist. So it's fighting for survival.
Exactly. The ego lives in the past and the future. It doesn't live in this present moment.
So I mean, it's beautiful for people to see, I guess, how much, I guess, as soon as they drop into the space of surrender, how much, if they're not conscious, they'll be taken out of it again through some little game.
Exactly. I mean, I'm happy to share here something that, you know, I'm going through it within this whole journey. around following a feeling and around connecting to something that I feel I've been called to do. And then watching how the ego kind of dives in and says, whoa, wait a minute, and starts pulling out concerns and fears that are related to the future or connected to past behaviors, and starts kind of throwing them right in my way, so that that feeling, which is really my intuition and really my essence talking to me, is unable to be heard because the ego has taken over and it said, no, if you follow that feeling, if you stay connected to your essence, I don't exist, and that's terrifying, and my job here is to, you know, to survive, so I'm going to keep throwing this stuff at you from the head to get in the way. Whereas all I've had to do, it sounds simple, it's kind of difficult, but it is essentially very simple, is to just keep coming back to that moment of intuition, that feeling that was my truth, and staying connected to that truth in order to completely surrender to what I need to do, despite the head and the ego getting involved. You know, and
that,
I know this is something
so, that... Sorry, go.
No, I was just going to say, I know that's something that we're both quite deeply working on and forever will be.
I was just going to say that follows on so beautifully from the conversation I had last week with Janie about following the feeling.
Mm.
Because that really is following the feeling, and it flows on so beautifully to the concept of surrender. It is surrendering to that feeling and trusting that that feeling will guide you, because the ego is, it's very all in the mind. It's all thinking and planning and strategizing and trying to figure everything out. But surrendering to being in that moment and to that feeling, you know, and this journey is really about coming back to that feeling and even recognizing what that feeling is, which for anyone who missed last week's episode with Janie, I recommend you listen to it, because ultimately that feeling is who you really are. It is the energy of your truth moving through you in that moment and guiding you. And as you shared, to be so incredibly present to that feeling and to notice your ego when it comes in and say, ah, look at the little game it's playing with me now. It's trying to take me back into that world of separation, into limitation, so that it can survive through the fearful stories that it's telling me, because it can sense that. Oh, I'm sure you've had that feeling, Claire. Like when you are connected to the truth, there's just the bigness of it. It can blow your mind if you try to understand it.
But, oh yeah.
Wow, that is where the gold is. That is where, you know, everything will be. It may not go the way you think it's going to go, but everything will be taken care of.
Oh, I've got chills just as you said that, because you know that I've been there and you know I've felt that bigness, and it's overwhelming, but it's just so powerful, and it's incredible to feel that deep, deep connection with yourself and with your truth. And as you were talking there, I just thought I wanted to flesh out one other bit from what we said earlier, which is following the feeling and surrendering to the feeling. And what that to me also means, and I'm learning this more and more now, is you might know what's not going to happen or what's going to happen. You might not know the next step. You might not have any idea how it's going to happen, whatever it is, but the feeling is telling you that this is right for you. And that's where surrender is integral and the most vital part of this, because you just have to surrender into the feeling without allowing the ego to get in the way. How you should do it, and then do that, and then plan this, because that's no longer coming from your feeling. And the surrender component is also just being okay with the fact that maybe what you felt doesn't turn out, like you said, the way you thought it was going to turn out, but it's a stepping stone towards something else that's very, very important for you in your journey towards your soul evolution, towards your highest good.
You know what I love about what you just shared, and this is actually something that I do want to discuss, is that part of surrender is not even only surrendering to the how or to the feeling, but sometimes it's surrendering to the possibility that what you think you want to happen may not actually happen. It's almost surrendering to the possibility that the option that it won't happen at all. And I I don't want to go into details, but I think it might be nice for us to share a little bit about the experience that both of us are currently going through, because I do want people to know that we practice this wherever we can, and it's challenging, but we really are wanting to step up and live this. And both of us have been presented with an opportunity to embark on some additional training, which has, you know, a substantial financial commitment involved with it. And both of us have had to really work to make a decision from the feeling. And I know where I'm at. I mean, you're welcome to share what you feel to share. But where I'm at the moment is I feel in myself that this is true for me. This is something I would love to do. And you know firsthand, Claire, my head has been coming in at a million miles an hour, trying to, and very subtly, you know, take me away from that feeling, take me into the story of why I can't, or why it's too hard, or how it's not going to work. And I realized a big part of the reason that was happening was because I was so attached to wanting this to happen. I was like, I need to manifest the money. I really want this opportunity. And part of my process has been to say, yes, I feel to do this, but can I surrender to the possibility that, you know what, maybe the money won't come. Maybe I'm not going to get to do this program. And that is maybe just what I need to experience. And so part of the surrender is, just because I feel to do it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. All I have to do is just keep staying with the feeling. There might be some whole other process that needs to unfold for me here. It's not about even just manifesting the money to do this training. It's about, as you said, the soul evolution, the journey and the learning I have to go through as part of whatever is currently unfolding for me.
Beautiful, Cher. And I know I've been with you and supporting you and vice versa on this journey, so I can really appreciate where you've got to. And when I was listening to you, I was thinking about how, you know, in that space of letting go to the idea that you are supposed to do this or you're feeling to do this, but whatever's coming from it is perfect for you. What else happens from there is sometimes by letting go, you open up to new possibilities. So maybe in the act of letting go, the money manifests. Maybe it doesn't. Or maybe in 5 years' time, something else is born directly from this moment, and you don't even realize that right now you are creating the future. So that space is perfect. It's beyond perfect, and it's exactly what's meant for you, no matter what the ego thinks is right or wrong here. And I think that's a really encouraging space to come from, to trust that even if your head is telling you, I want this, or it's not quite working out, it's just so beautiful to know that whatever is unfolding is leading you to something else, something greater, something special, whatever it is, it's part of your evolution. Mm-hmm. And as you were talking as well, I wanted to touch on the idea that as you evolve in this journey, your ego gets smarter, because you said something about, you know, quite subtle ways of your ego getting in the way. And it's the ego gets smarter in this journey, but the promising thing is that so does your feeling. So even though your ego learns how to outsmart you more and more and more in more subtle ways, so does your feeling. It learns how to get stronger and stronger, and you start to feel it in ways that you never felt before. And I think that's what's beautiful about where you're at with this journey, because you can notice that your ego is subtly playing with you, but you can also still tap into that feeling, which is phenomenal. It's just so beautiful. And I'm happy to share, you know, where I'm at with that particular story and that particular journey. As you know, I had a really strong feeling around this program, around this course, before I even knew that it existed. So for me, the feeling has been quite overwhelming and quite palpable almost. And I've noticed that I've kind of jumped into the deep end more than once in my process and just sort of put myself into commitment here. But then the ego has snuck in moments that I had kind of thought, wait a minute, what are you doing here? I jumped in feet first and I'm completely here. So why are you here? Why are you getting in the way? And, you know, it's just interesting, because the unfolding is quite deep to really understand, okay, I've got some deep, deep issues around money, and I've got some, you know, deep concerns around commitment and all this other stuff. So even if I don't ever make it to the course, as you said, I feel like I've just done 3 years of deep emotional and spiritual work on myself just in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And what's been really special for me is just to keep surrendering to the moment when I feel that stuff, notice it, be aware of it, check in with it, but then coming back to the feeling and surrendering to that and making that the most profound experience for me. And not knowing, I don't know how this is going to unfold. I don't know how it's going to happen. But all I know is that the feeling is there and I'm staying with that feeling. And each time my head and my ego kicks in, I just go, okay, but is that feeling there? Yes. How strong is that feeling? It's really strong. Do I need to do anything with it? No. I'm just going to be with it. And that has been a big journey for me, coming to that space.
Love it. And I, the feeling that's been coming up for me when you've been sharing that is to really, I feel like it's about living life in quite a different way, because when we're living with, you know, this mentality of being in the ego and being in fear, it's when you still see yourself as this little human, you know, you're Claire, I'm Connie, and we're just little humans cutting around on the planet, and kind of like the aim of life is to get stuff and to achieve stuff and make money and buy a nice house and retire and whatever, you know, your vision is for your life. And you know what you're talking about is yes, that stuff is cool, but it's almost irrelevant to why you're here. That's kind of just like the playground that you get to learn and experience through. When you drop into something deeper, you discover a whole other reason why you're here, why you're alive, why you are, you know, and this really does come back to understanding who you are, that every experience, whether your mind labels it as bad or wrong or uncomfortable, is part of your evolution, that there is a process that's unfolding. And I think, I mean, I really, a big part of my work is about supporting people to shift into that space of really seeing their life from that perspective. When, and in that space, you can surrender to anything. You can embrace and accept anything, because it's not just about getting an outcome and achieving something. It's about the evolution of you in each moment, the process and the journey you're on to come home to who you really are.
I think that is so, so beautiful. I think the idea that just surrender and embrace as part of your evolution, full stop, that's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, you know, and I think the takeout for people would be to, in those moments of ego, doubt and shame, fear, self-loathing, expectations, judgments, whatever it is, just notice it. Just be aware of it. Don't go into a space of trying to control that stuff to stop. Just surrender and embrace that it's there. And in that moment, when you completely surrender and embrace that it's happening, somehow you can kind of find a space within the present moment that is outside of those emotions and fears and feelings. And that in itself is another step within your evolution, within your own soul growth. Just that realization, okay, wow, I'm there. Can't change it. Can't get rid of my ego. Can't control it. But I can accept it and notice it for what it is. And then just come back to this moment, come back to my feeling, come back to my center.
And just to touch on that, because I think people can create this idea that the ego is bad and it's like this wrong thing that we need to try to get rid of, but then you end up really just attacking your ego with your ego, because it's only the ego that needs to change and get rid of something. And when you realize that your ego is actually just you, it's actually another form of love just being manifested into the ego, that, you know, you, to actually embrace it and bring love to it, bring acceptance to it, as you said, bring surrender to it, that's how you start to transcend it, not by making it wrong and judging it and trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, it's our greatest teacher, isn't it? Without it, we wouldn't be able to have this, you know, reflection process where we can see what's really happening and we can learn to transcend it. You know, without it, we're just this I don't know what we are. We're just this ethereal spiritual being that's perfect, and you know, we need the ego to have our human existence. We are spiritual beings in a human body, and in order to have a human existence, the ego is vital. But what we're trying to do here is spiritual beings having a human existence is to have a human existence with soul, with a spiritual growth and evolution. So we need both. We can't be one without the other. We can't get into the space of, I hate you, ego, get out of my life. Because like you said, that's just your ego attacking your ego, which I think is really funny. And we all do it.
And, you know, just talking on the topic of fun, I think when you can see life from the way that you just described it, which, you know, it can be fun. It's just like, I'm just having this experience. Life is my playground and I can learn from this stuff. It doesn't have to be so serious and so hard. And I think it can bring... I was joking with Monica about this the other week. We were just talking about just having this like childlike fun approach to life, to even to challenges, just being like, bring it on. Let's just see what's going to come of this. Like, it doesn't have to be so hard and so serious.
Yeah, especially if you're connected to your truth, which is this your this beautiful, infinite spiritual being, then have some fun. You know, I've spoken a few times before about the example of driving behind a slow driver. And I was telling a friend the other day that, you know, occasionally yelling from my car that, oh, my God, you're so slow, move, or whatever it is, having a little spack at the back of my car while I'm driving is just a moment for me to play with the ego. The difference is I don't get caught up in it and let it make me feel angry and frustrated all day. I just have my moment, and then that's that. You know, and you don't need to be this perfect, untouchable, peaceful being all the time. You just need to be self-aware and to grow and have fun in that process. And surrender is fun.
Spot on.
I mean, if you think about if you're going to go bungee jumping or something like that, you have to completely surrender to the unknown. But it's fun still.
So spot on. Surrender is fun. And I love what you said exactly, because I don't think it is, it's not at all about being, oh, I'm so spiritual, I don't feel anything, you know, I don't ever get scared, you know. The fear is always going to be there and the challenges are going to be there. It's just how you approach them.
Yeah, and I think that's a really nice space, just not making the evolution of your soul into a controlled project.
Yes.
Make it fun. Make it fun. Have some fun with it. Rip up. Fall over. You know, get your face.
It's going to get messy.
It's going to get messy, but you can laugh about it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm sure you're aware, Claire, we've been chatting for half an hour, which means that we have come to the end of our... That just went so quickly. I feel like we've been talking for 5 minutes. I don't know how that happened. But, wow, I feel like this was... such a beautiful conversation. I don't even remember what we said, but I know that it's been beautiful and I've really, really enjoyed it. So I literally feel like that went for 1 second and all of a sudden I'm at the end of the call.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much. I really love it.
My pleasure. I absolutely loved having you on here again. And we are going to have a part 3 to this as well. Don't know what we're going to discuss, but I know there is another level to this that we will probably go to. So I look forward to diving into it again with you when we next meet about this conversation.
Thank you so much, Connie. Appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
My absolute pleasure. You have a beautiful day. And thank you to everyone who joined us on today's episode, and I look forward to connecting with you guys again on the next episode of Awaken Radio. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you. Bye.